If you're on hold, stay there. As promised, we are joined right now by the general manager of the Denver Nuggets. He was named GM in 2017. He is the first player from the USSR to play at an American college. A two-time Big East Scholar Athlete of the Year. He led Lithuania to a pair of Olympic bronze medals. He was the European Player of the Year in 1996. Denver beat Portland 116-112 yesterday, and that series, a great series, now tied up at two games apiece. Game five is tomorrow night in Denver. Portland at Denver, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Arturis Karnišovas is my guest. Arturis, it is very nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. Thanks for doing this. Now, if you take me back to Friday night in Game 3, I'm curious, what's going through your head when you watch that game go from regulation to one overtime after another? What was that like?
Well, I mean, it was an emotional roller coaster. We were all tired emotionally. We probably could have won four times, and we lost five. So it was an amazing game. It was great, you know, to be part of it. Unfortunately, it's sports, and somebody has to lose.
You know, it's so well said. You could have won that game four times, but you lost five. I mean, when you get into something like that and you go that hard and you come up short, we can get to the individual performances in a moment, but what's it say about the mental and physical toughness of your coaches and players that they lose a game like that in game three and they bounce back less than 48 hours later and they win game four the way they did?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. We did, similar. We went down in the San Antonio series to 1-2 and come back like this in the fourth game with after such a, you know, Nikola played 65 minutes in that game, and you know, other starters played from 45 to 50 minutes. It was amazing comeback. It just tells you about our team's resilience and, you know, mental toughness. We actually this year in back-to-back games we had 13-1 record, which is on the second game, back-to-back. So it's a mental state that actually got to win those games, and that was demonstrated yesterday.
That was amazing. You know, you mentioned Nikola Arturis. I'm going to ask you about him in a minute, but Jamal Murray had 34, 9 rebounds and 5 assists in 55 minutes on Friday night. Then he comes right back with 34 last night, including 11-11 from the line. I thought he was amazing. What did you make of his performance?
Well, you know, he likes challenge. He's, again, another one that's resilient. He's 22 years old. I mean, he was amazing hitting those key free throws late that pretty much sealed the deal at the end.
You know, I thought you made a great point about Nikola. Let me switch him quickly. You said, quote, he's an artist. If you ask famous painters, how did you do that? They say, I just did it. It's the same if you ask Nikola. He has a hard time explaining. He just does it and it happens. End quote. Now, you're an international legend. So are there moments where you watch him where you're also amazed by what he does?
I'm amazed. He's 24. He's, I can announce, you know, he's the best passing big I've ever seen. And then again, you ask him how he did it, and he just answers, I just did it. I don't know how, but, you know, it's not like he's working on it, but he's just, he's an artist there, and the stuff that he does every game, he does something new.
You know, he would say the same thing about you, that when he was coming up, he used to watch you. Like, do you remember the first time you saw him? What were your thoughts the first time you saw him play?
Well, you know, it was, you know, to watch a player like this, you know, it was just awkward, right? Not athletic guy, a little bit chubby. But his passing ability, his shooting, his feel for the game, his IQ was amazing. So, I mean, that's the first thing that we saw when we saw Nikola. Yeah. Did we know that he's going to be that good? No. I can be honest with you. And it's just amazing every time you watch him play. He's an amazing player.
Arturis Karnišovas joining us. He is the general manager of the Denver Nuggets. Listen, I know you don't want to make it about you, but I think your story is so fascinating. When you were growing up in Lithuania, your father, of course, played professionally. What was he like as a player, and how early did you get hooked on basketball?
Well, I grew up around basketball. You know, Lithuania is basketball is number one sport by a mile. And my dad played, so I was around in gyms and, you know, locker rooms and training camps. So I grew up that way, picked up the ball when I was six, you know, and went through, you know, that Lithuanian basketball school system until I was 18. Played for, you know, Soviet Union cadets and juniors, and then got a chance to come and play college basketball in the States. That was my journey.
I want to ask you about that, but the story goes that you used to borrow a VCR to watch videos of finals games between the Lakers and Celtics. Is that story true, and what do you remember about that?
It is true. You know, when you know, Americans had a chance to watch it live and to watch it televised or going to see the game live, we were borrowing VCR probably 2 or 3 months out after the fact and watching those games over and over again. So that was special. I think it was like my first games were when I was like 13 or 14 that I saw.
Incredible. I'm glad that story is true. So then you mentioned your dream was to come here to play American college basketball, and you work your way up. Your name is mentioned to PJ Carlissimo, who offers you a scholarship without even seeing you. At the time, nobody from Lithuania or the Soviet Union in general had ever played college basketball in America. What was it like to get the offer to play at Seton Hall?
Well, it was amazing. And, you know, I was 18, oblivious to a lot of things, but, you know, that dream to come to the States and play college basketball was there. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I had to start from, you know, from zero and, you know, proving myself. And actually, you know, we traveled to Moscow, and I had to wait in Moscow for 3 days that, you know, I'll get a go-ahead that I can go to the States and go play college. So that was intense times, and that was the first one to do it. And actually, after I came and played, it kind of opened the doors for the rest of the guys, and, you know, more and more players were just start coming in and playing college basketball.
Well, and that's a much longer story, too. You were there for 3 days, and the KGB was involved, so that had to have been a really intense time. And the story goes there's basketball, but then there's, like, the culture as well. Like, the story goes you did not speak any English when you first arrived in the U.S., and you didn't see your family for 18 months and communicated primarily through letters. What was that time like for you and your family?
Well, luckily for me, I was very good in math, so math saved me until I was proficient in English my first year in college. So I took all the math classes until they told me that I couldn't take any more because I had to specialize in math. But, yeah, that's how I survived. I took a lot of English classes that didn't count for graduation and got pretty proficient in 1 year, and then took English 1 and English 2, which helped me then in the third and fourth year to actually do pretty well in school.
That's incredible. Now, your parents were also getting letters saying that if you did not go back and join the Army, that you would go to jail. That seems incredibly scary and emotional. What was that time like?
It was scary. I couldn't go back for 3 years. And even when I went back and after my sophomore year, before we played in Barcelona Olympics, I was kind of scared for the first 2 weeks in Lithuania. You know, are they going to come and they're going to take me? So it was scary, emotional. You know, after my first year in the States, at times I would get on the phone and actually speaking to my parents during the coup. You know, when mom looks through a window and, you know, counts tanks. You know, those were intense moments. So those are memories.
Artūras, let me ask you about the legendary. You were part of the legendary Lithuanian Olympic teams at the 92 games and the 96 games. As a team, you had to battle to qualify for the 92 Olympics, and then you faced a dream team. So now you're going up against guys that you grew up watching. You're guarding Charles Barkley. PJ Carlissimo is on the sidelines for the U.S. team. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. You know, sophomore out there, running around, you know, playing against the, you know, legends. And actually, I fouled out that game because I had to guard Barkley unsuccessfully. And, you know, and we lost, I think, by 45 that game.
Right.
So it was amazing.
What about Chuck? What do you remember about that matchup? Was he talking to you very much or just doing his thing? What was that like?
He was, I think he was talking, but, you know, he was just such a, you know, hard player to guard. I tried to play power forward, and I had no chance against Charles. So.
Now, you beat the Unified team, and you won a bronze medal for a nation that had just become free. How special was that for you and the team?
It was amazing. We had a, you know, Lithuanian president at that time, you know, at the game. And after the game, he came to the locker room. We put on a tie-dye shirt, you know. So, you know, champagne was flowing. So that accomplishment was my probably most special accomplishment in my career.
So, Arturis, finally, I'm listening to this, and I'm amazed by all of this. I knew your background. I know your story, so this is not new, but I'm amazed just to hear it. You've had an amazing career as a player and an executive, but you don't strike me as somebody who's looking to take credit for anything at all, but you really are a pioneer when it comes to international players coming to the U.S. So how much pride do you have in the fact, when you look around the league and you see guys like the Joker having a tremendous impact on the sport, how much does that mean to you?
It means a lot, and, you know, with players coming and, you know, playing in our league, and now it's probably 120, I think, international players playing in our league, and including executives like, you know, Masai and Vlade Divac and Sean Marks. Those are international execs around the league. You know, it's amazing times. So.
It is. He was named GM in 2017. The Nuggets in a fierce battle. That series is tied up at 2 games apiece. Arturis Karnišovas, my guest. Arturis, so nice to meet you. So good to have you on the show. And I really appreciate that conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
My man, you're amazing. Really appreciate that conversation. He got to college and could not speak English. A lot of you clones still can't speak English.